This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I wish I could say things are getting better in John Morant's life, but that would be a lie. Things have developed in a negative way since the last update that we've had. You see, the problem that people don't realize when you put a spotlight on yourself is that when the light of day reveals your misdeeds. In this case, now you have another incident in which Ja wanted to fight a minor. I actually thought it was just the same story because it was so similar to the last story where Ja wanted to fight a minor. Yeah, nobody seems more ready to scrap with minors than Ja Morant. It's like, he's like Oprah. He's like, you get these hands. You get these hands. And I don't know if they know, these people, these celebrities, that once you get into the crosshairs of TMZ, they are going to dig and find everything. They are going to find any little bit of drama that they can pull out so that they can capitalize on your troubles and struggles for money. That's it. That's the issue that we have. TMZ just reported that Ja was investigated by police in September of 2022 for a confrontation that took place at Ja's sister's high school volleyball game. Okay. Ja's sister apparently gets into a shouting match with another student. Does anybody else feel like the Morants kind of have like an aggressive problem? Anyways, his sister gets into it with another student, calls her brother for backup, kind of like his mom called him, allegedly, for backup at the mall. And then Ja told this some unknown teenager, "I will beat your ass." Under 18. Presumably, when told that, the guy was like, "Hey, he's a kid. This kid's in high school with your little sister right now. You're going to beat his ass?" The disheartening thing was a witness told police that Ja looked like he was ready to pull a gun out on a high school kid over being called a bitch. Did I mention that Ja makes $210 million yet in this story? And did by the time this thing happened? Yeah, that's what happens when the spotlight comes out on you. All the dumb shit that you've done now comes to the day of light. These tabloids find everything. Turns out Memphis has been trying to cajole Ja into growing the fuck up for months now. Steven Adams, the night that Ja went to the strip club, well, the second night that Ja went to the strip club, we now know, he actually touched down from Houston, went immediately to, what was it, Shotgun Willie's. Anyway, so he goes to Shotgun Willie's when he arrives into town, literally gets off the plane, heads over to the strip club. Steven Adams, before the night of the game against the Nuggets, said, "Hey, we've got to stay locked in on the road. We can't be doing crazy things." And then, that very same day, Ja, Gun, Strip Club, IG Live. That little pep talk from Steven Adams, turns out, worked terribly. There is more. According to Taylor Jenkins, they have had conversations in the past trying to guide Ja and help him continue to evolve as a person and as a player. That is a direct quote. This obviously came to the head the other day it put this process into action. Taylor Jenkins and the Memphis Grizzlies have been figuring out a way to get Ja onto the straight and narrow. And then, to no avail, he then goes to the strip club, gun, suspension imminent, and now the thing that they were trying to do, they have to do. Jenkins also reported that Ja will be out at least another 4 games. And although no charge came from Colorado, the league also announced any penalty that comes will be solely at the discretion of Adam Silver and would be retroactive. So in my opinion, that 50-game suspension a lot of people were thinking he might get, he will not get. And I think what we'll see is probably a 20-game ban or a 20-game suspension, backdated for how many other games that he's missed by the time the suspension comes out. So he'll probably be back, in my estimation, by right in time for the playoffs. Which means what? Is Ja completely in shape for this? Is he ready to play basketball? Will he bring a gun on the road in the playoffs? Who knows? One thing I know, it's going to take a long time for Ja to really fix his reputation. The reputation right now is Ja, strip clubs, guns. Shockingly, Powerade does not want to be associated with those three symbols. Powerade has pulled Ja Morant's advertising campaign as of today, which sucks because Ja would have been a tremendous candidate and spokesperson for this brand. It would have elevated him on a lot of different national scales. I don't know if they're going to drop him altogether, but they have dropped all advertising from that. Especially considering the Ja, I forgot to mention, got ratted out by the strip club. I don't know if you saw the photos. There was $50,000 of money, like, layered onto the floor. It's like Scrooge McDuck in there. And he had a lap dance and no shirt on, and it was a lot of things happening in there. By the way, as an aside, that part, sans gun, substituting or taking out the gun, that is what NBA players do on the road. If you think that NBA players as a whole at large don't hit the strip club and spend an ungodly amount of money on women's, you're incorrect. Anyway, very sad narrative. Gilbert Arenas thinks it's going to take years before Ja gets his reputation back into intact, before he's a tier one player again. I tend to agree. The most sad thing, though, is that Ja was one of the few players who could be like Allen Iverson, completely himself, completely close to the music, dreads, a blue dread, a grill, hitting the gritty after wins, and white America didn't say anything. Everyone loved Ja. He was a national treasure. When have you ever seen someone like Ja become someone that could be the face of the NBA? Not just the face of the NBA from the culture, but the face of the NBA from the actual powers that be in corporate America. Powerade, Nike, Adam Silver, they were all ready to crown Ja when Steph Curry left. And you know what? Now, all that shit's gone. Gilbert Arenas thinks Ja needs to cut his hair in order to get his reputation even close to where he was before. And you know what? He might be right. He might be right. Things were getting to a place where players didn't have to fit into a box to be accepted and loved by middle America. And now, we start back at square one again. So congratulations, Ja. You're fucked up. I hope he does get back to some semblance of peace and tranquility, though. I can't wait to see him back on the court. All right, moving on. We stick with the Grizz. Oh, boy. Did we have a full-on fun back and forth between the Grizz and the Warriors. And I think it's probably true. We now have a full-on rivalry on our hands between Draymond Green, Dylan Brooks, Grizzlies, Warriors. Let's break it down. So it all started with this interview that Tim McEwen, I believe, from ESPN did on Dylan Brooks, the one we talked about. Dylan Brooks wants you to stay mad. Dylan, the villain, gave a ton of quotes, mostly about his demeanor, play style, but he said some things about Draymond, which we've discussed. He said he didn't like Draymond at all. He doesn't like Golden State. doesn't like anything to do with them. He thought Draymond was trash in a bunch of different ways. He said that he talks a lot. He gets away with a lot. His game is okay. But if you put him anywhere else, he's basically just a guy. That's Dylan Brooks, right? We know that that's what he's going to do. He's a shit-talking extraordinaire. So then I wondered to myself, is Draymond going to respond to this nonsense or is he going to leave it alone? He did not disappoint.
Draymond talks a lot. You talk a lot now. So if you have four rings, sure, you talk a lot more. For All-Stars, you probably talk a bit more. Defensive Player of the Year, you for damn sure would talk more. Two Olympic gold medals, you definitely would be talking because that would mean you beat Team USA. And we all know how that goes. So gets away with a lot, too. What exactly do I get away with? I have 15 texts, one less than your dumb ass. Okay, great. His game is cool. If you ever wondered why the Memphis Grizzlies is not ready to compete for a championship, look no further than this idiot right here. They're actually depending on this guy to help them win a championship. And he says his game is cool. Quite frankly, that just shows how little you know about basketball.
I mean, it goes on and on. It went on and on. And so then everyone was like, oh, Dylan Brooks was packed up into a suitcase, put into the trunk of a car, in a hearse, into his grave. Dylan Brooks is dead. Dylan Brooks, oh, he died. Oh, he dead now. The problem is that the Grizzlies and the Warriors had some basketball to play on primetime Thursday night. Let's just say it did not go well for our Dubs. They got destroyed. 131-110. Dylan Brooks, electric factory. Tried to goad and bait Draymond in getting into an altercation. It did not work. 21-point win where Xavier Tillman came on the record and said, listen, we were doing this for Brooks. We did not want to let him down. Draymond, 16-5-7 with 3 steals. He was a -1 for the game. Brooks, 14-4-6, 1 block, 1 steal, plus 22 for said game. If you want to know, did the talking stop there? What happened next? It did not stop there.
This a rivalry?
You want to call it that or not?
If you want to call it that, but I disagree.
All right, well, whatever you want to call it, I guess.
It's a basketball game.
No worries. Obviously, Dylan, you have some things to say on your podcast. Dylan has some things to say to you guys on the court tonight. Just, I guess, when two teams get that competitive like that, how much for you guys is that still, does that still fire you guys up a little bit, or is it just kind of you're used to it at this point?
No, it's expected. Team's been getting up for us for years and talk like they can beat you and they're not. That doesn't create a rivalry. Rivalries are created by you win, I win. And clearly, we won 4 times, and I think their organization has 0 championships, so I can't consider that a rivalry.
You say win. You ain't talking about in March. You're talking about...
Oh, I mean, anybody can win in March. Anybody can win in March. What that mean? I have a hard time getting out of my bed in March.
Ooh, I have a hard time getting out of my bed in March. So Dylan Brooks, directly after the game, had this message for Draymond.
That was an impressive showing tonight.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. You should give the mic to Draymond. Make him talk about me.
What was that?
Make him keep talking about me so I can play better.
All right, guys.
It's cute. It's fun. So is it a rivalry? What makes a rivalry? I think they're both right. They battled into the postseason. Memphis did send their ass home in the play-in tournament. Golden State obviously beat them last year. One thing that we do know is that this Grizzlies versus Warriors rivalry is going nowhere. It is going to be hotly contested. I need a first round matchup between the Grizzlies and the Warriors. I need it so damn bad. I need Jaw, maybe a second round. I don't know if they're both going to get to the second round, but if Jaw's fully healthy and Steph is fully healthy, Dylan Brooks and Draymond Green, it's going to be fireworks. I cannot wait. I need it. I need it. I need it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.